The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Something that I'm going to ask you and put you on the spot, and you don't have to say anything. You can say, can we move on and talk about something else?
Yeah.
There's something in the news this week about Medina.
Oh, that's intriguing.
About timetables. Your face
changed.
Yeah,
this is like the hot topic at Medina. Everybody's talking about this.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you rather move on? I noticed in the news story, and I know that they're changing timetables and so on, and it is affecting people, and it is causing a little bit of friction and so on. So do you know what the story is?
So like basically what they're doing is they're changing the lunch times around, and they're going to make equal time for break and lunch. So it's going to be 30 minutes, but it's not going to be called break and lunch anymore, because it turns out you could eat at either half. So you could go and have your lunch at break one or break two. But I'm not 100% sure about the layout. I think it's something like two lessons, then break one, then two lessons, then break two, then one lesson.
Right.
But the thing is, break two, which is normally everybody's lunch, is something like one, maybe two.
Right.
So the time, people are saying, well, we can't eat at that time. And we're going to be hungry, because we're hungry before it's even 12 o'clock. So we're going to be starving throughout most of our periods.
Right, okay. I would say to those people, we'll eat some blooming breakfast thing, because lots of people don't, do they?
Yeah, but the school's open like this bagel club thing. So that when you go into school, you can go and eat bagels.
Right.
And then you could have your breakfast at school when you first arrive. And then, yeah, you could go on with your break and then lunch.
What's your thoughts then? I mean, when you saw that, are you for it, against it? Because they do say the reason behind it is they've tried and tested this up and down the country, and apparently it works.
I don't love the idea. Like, I prefer... I kind of like my routines, you know? Like,
right.
We've been there from the start of year seven. It's always been that way. And nobody's really complaining or saying, we don't like this, so I don't see the need to change it.
Okay. This follows on from what we were talking about before, about neurodivergence. Divergence, that's the one. And, you know, if you are wanting the same thing every day, if you're possibly autistic, aspergic, you need routine and you need to change. So this is something that they're going to struggle with.
Yeah, like some people might just not like it because it's not what they're used to.
Mm.
I think if it tries out and it goes well, then sure. But I feel... I honestly don't know.
Right.
Many people hate it or love it. And then I'm just sort of in between. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, but you're going to give it a go. When is it coming to force?
I think it's going to be set up for September, so that when we walk in to the new school term, it's going to be set up. But if I hate it, worst case scenario, I'll be leaving in a year's time. Like, right. It won't be my problem to deal with.
No, okay. So you get an opportunity to have your lunch either early or later.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, though, if I eat on the second break, then it's only one lesson before I have to go home. So then I eat then I have an hour, then I go home. But because I do martial arts, I have my dinner early. So, because my martial arts goes from 7 to 8.
Right.
And at 9 o'clock, I'm not going to eat because, you know, like when you've been hungry and then you're just no longer hungry, I go to bed quite early. So, I'm thinking that's not going to work for me if I do it that way around. So, I'd have to eat all the first half. But then again, I might not be hungry because I've just had my breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it might clash with things like that based on what people are doing after school or before school.
Do you have, when you say breakfast, do you have breakfast at school or at home?
I have breakfast at home.
Yeah, okay, so when you get in, that lesson's comes around too soon to have something to eat.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, if I'm not hungry then because I've just ate, and then I need to eat before I go to club, that could clash with my plans. And if it's clashing with my plans, most likely it's going to intervene with other people at the school and what they're doing.
Okay, so if you had a vote on it, you would probably say, no, leave it as it was.
I would say more than 50% of the people who I've talked to have said, we don't want to change it. So I don't think many people actually want this change. However, we could try it out. I don't see the problem in trying it out. But if it stays like that, maybe we should consider keeping it the way it was if everybody's sort of on that chapter.
Okay. That's interesting that you say that. And it's a great attitude to have. Look, I don't mind trying it. But if it doesn't work, can we change it
back? If everybody's sort of like, we don't like this, it's not working for us, then of course they should consider changing it.
Yeah, it makes that to me makes sense. No one else is doing it on the island, I don't think, because otherwise we would hear about it. But they are saying that it works, you know, up country. That's what they're saying it has had. But I also look at it and think, yeah, but hang on a minute. Surely, you know, your meal times are your meal times.
Yeah.
And we get used to having lunchtime.
And I feel like 12 is sort of the average lunchtime. Most people eat at 12. And if we do it this way, we sort of eat really early or really late. And it's just a bit odd.
Okay. Well, I don't eat until I get home, which sometimes can be almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, I'm trying to sort of not sit on the fence, but there are for's and against.
Yeah, there's like so many pros and cons that we could argue.
Yeah, and everyone's habits are different, aren't they?
Yeah, but
is there any? I'm guessing that the flexibility would be to have, hey, look, if you still had the ability to have your lunch at lunchtime, maybe you need 3 breaks. maybe you need one, the early one, the middle one, and the late one as well.
People are sort like the teachers are putting this in, and their sort of argument is, although people are saying that they're going to be hungry because they're not eating at the usual time they do, they have that option to eat earlier. They have the option to go to breakfast club. So there's sort of no excuses. Like, if you're going to be hungry if you eat at that time, you have the option to eat in break one. And you also have the option, if you're not eating breakfast, to go to breakfast club. So technically, there's no reason why you can't make it work, which is why I'm completely willing to give it a try.
Okay, well, good for you. And that's a great attitude to have. I just got one question. One thing that really bugs me that young people are overlooked. Okay, and it's a case of I really get quite frustrated when people say, oh, they don't know what they want. Oh, kids don't know. They don't know what they want. And my argument with that, my question is always going to be, well, have you asked them? So have they asked you? How much participation did you have in the negotiating of this system that they're going to put in place?
Me personally, I had no actual question, and most of the people didn't. However, I've heard talk that the school council, who's elected, I think, once every few months.
Right.
I was a part of it a while back, but you only get it for a certain amount of time, so that we swap around and everybody sort of gets their input of it if they're willing to take part or they've been recommended by other teachers and stuff. Apparently, they were saying for it. So I think part of us have actually had that voice and time to say, yeah, we would like to try it.
Yeah, but how many's what, 2 or 3 young kids that have been like persuaded by an adult?
I'm not going to lie to you. The last time I was actually in that room, I was quite small. I think I was in year 7 or 8. And I noticed that most of the people didn't say anything. And I'm not sure if it was because we were shy, but I feel like at a certain age, there's only like 1 or 2 people who are actually willing to speak up.
Mm.
So who knows how many people actually got to put their input in, because I wasn't in the room, so I can't tell you.
Okay, it'd be interesting. I would imagine it was very little, and that to me is the problem.
Yeah.
Have you asked? I'll tell you what, it shouldn't be about 1 or 2. It should be about, hey, look, as a school,
let's put in a vote or have a whole debate. Everybody in this year, put your hand up if you're for this or against it, sort of thing.
We could also talk about the half term and summer holiday amounts as well. We'll save that for a little bit later, maybe.